We continue with the debate surrounding the legalization of medical cannabis. In the USA, 47 states have now legalized cannabis for medical use in one form or another. Should Europe follow? We look at the arguments for and against. We begin with three arguments in favor of legalizing medical cannabis.
4.
1. It's a miracle drug that calms pain.
Cannabis is said to alleviate so many medical problems that some people consider it a miracle drug. Cancer sufferers, for example, report that it not only helps calm chronic pain, but also stops the nausea that chemotherapy can cause. It is also a muscle relaxant, with some say a dramatic effect on the symptoms of multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, and Parkinson's disease. And it promotes appetite, which is highly beneficial to patients suffering from anorexia and AIDS. In all, there are around 50 symptoms that people say can be helped by medical cannabis.
2. It's safer than many drugs.
While cannabis is addictive, both psychologically and physically, it is far less addictive than some of the medically approved drugs currently used to treat the same problems. For example, opioid-based medicines that are prescribed for chronic pain have resulted in a crisis of mass drug addiction in the USA, a social drama that could have been avoided if cannabis had been used instead. And while smoking cannabis without tobacco is not considered to be a major health risk, it can also be administered in many other ways, as an oil, in creams, or in edible form.
3. It's non-psychoactive.
Cannabis contains two key compounds that have medical uses: cannabidiol, CBD, and tetrahydrocannabinol, THC. It is the second of these, THC, that gives cannabis its psychoactive property, the high that recreational smokers enjoy. But CBD, which has almost all the same medical applications as THC, has no psychoactive effect. In the medical context, there is generally no THC in cannabis-derived products, meaning that there is no danger of the drugs being used for recreational purposes.
Against.
1. There isn't enough research.
Although people make extravagant claims for medical cannabis, there is little scientific evidence to prove its efficacy. In part, this may be because the illegal status of the plant has made studies of it difficult. Research has also been difficult in the USA because the federal government still classes cannabis as a Schedule I drug with no currently accepted medical use, even though individual states have legalized it. Cocaine, meanwhile, is classed as a less dangerous Schedule II drug. Nevertheless, the research that has been done has produced very inconclusive results. A study of its use to treat chronic pain, for instance, reported that only 1 in 22 patients reported a 30% reduction in pain.
2. It's a public danger.
Cannabis use can impair both short-term memory and cognitive ability, especially in younger people who use it regularly. It also slows reaction times, which is why it is a factor to be considered in car crashes and machinery accidents in the workplace. That said, many legal drugs supplied by pharmacies come with a warning not to operate machinery while under their influence.
3. It will lead to the legalizing of recreational cannabis.
Those opposing the legalization of medical cannabis say that the issue is a Trojan horse. When it is legalized for medical purposes, it is only a question of time before it becomes legalized for recreational drug use. Recent evolutions in the USA suggest they may be right. Of the many states that have legalized medical cannabis, 11 proceeded to fully legalize the drug. On the other hand, since the state of Colorado fully legalized cannabis for medical and recreational use, the proportion of teenagers using the drug has, surprisingly, dropped.